Screen.
Wrong. It's Angela without her makeup.
Mona, listen to me. Listen to me, Mona. We got 2 days to cover 500 years of art. Could you give us a break here?
Okay, all right, I'm going. Ugly picture anyway.
All right, can we start again, please, folks? Okay, next picture. All right. What year was it? Who is it?
Oh, no, it's Little Miss. I have a better idea.
That woman drives me nuts.
Hey, 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 now, take it easy, guys. I mean, she may be a little stubborn and a little totally obnoxious, but she's got the spare bulb for the projector. Hi, hi, come on in, come on in. We were just talking about you.
Oh, all good, I hope.
Have a seat.
Sit over here, Kathleen. Oh. Boy, you look nice tonight.
Thanks, Dave, but I've been waiting tables for the last 8 hours. I'm not exactly feeling like Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, yeah, you look like hell.
Can we please get back to work, gang? Come on, yeah, okay. Oh.
Hi, hi, John. Hi, all.
Hi, Angela, how are you? Angela, this is my study group. Study group, this is my boss, Angela.
Hi.
Hi. And this is John Petrie and Peter Gerber of Encanto Records.
Please, no applause.
Well, I had no idea you were going to have a study group over tonight.
Well, that's funny, because I told you twice.
We'll talk about it later.
I can hardly wait.
Why don't we just go into my study?
Whatever you say. Just trying to fit in.
Yes. All right, please, can we get back to work now?
You're starting with the 19th century artists.
Yes, I'm starting with the 19th century artist because that's what the exam is emphasizing.
You know what? I have a better idea.
Angela, could we please turn that down? Have we learned nothing from Pete Townsend?
Hey. This isn't working.
You're telling me it's not working.
You know what? When I was in college and the dorms got crazy, you know what my friends and I did? We rented a motel room.
A motel room? I don't want to go to a motel room. I don't think these guys want to go to a motel room.
Hey, let me know when you get to something in a fig leaf.
Like I said, let's go to the motel, okay? Come on, let's go. Oh, this will be great. This will be great.
Anything else I can get for you, lovely couple? Turn down your bed?
I told you, we're not a lovely couple and we don't need the bed. We're college students here to study.
I hear you, Chief. You're college students. Very old college students.
I hope you're not expecting a tip. Yeah.
Pizza, we deliver.
Great.
And I got something special for you, Kathleen. A dinner salad.
Oh, giant croutons. You dog, you. All right, hey, what do you think? We'll start with a little Michelangelo, since he was one of the great religious artists.
I wouldn't call him a religious artist.
What are you kidding? He worked for 4 years on the Sistine Chapel. What do you think he was doing, measuring for wallpaper?
Michelangelo painted religious works because he was commissioned to, not because of inspiration.
I disagree. Yes, he was commissioned, but he was truly inspired.
But wouldn't he have had that same inspiration had he been painting, say, apples and oranges?
No, because his passion comes from deep within his soul. And I think it's obvious in his Adam, his David, and his Pieta.
You're right.
I am? I mean, you agree with me?
Well, I was just thinking what it was like to see his works in person.
Oh, you've been to Italy?
I saved up my tips for 5 years to take that trip.
No kidding. Wow. Well, you know, I'm doing the same thing right now.
Oh, housekeepers get tips?
Oh, no. But we get to keep all the change we find under the cushions. So far, I got $40 and about 1,000 Tic Tacs. So, Where were we? Da Vinci, eh?
Michelangelo.
Oh, whatever. They're both Italian.
Hey, listen, Angela, I love your ideas for the logo. You know, you've really connected with the energy of the music.
Well, it's only rock and roll, but I like it.
Listen, you're going to let me know if you'll join me for the music awards. I always like to have a beautiful woman on my arm.
John, you know our rule about mixing business with pleasure?
Yeah, we do it. What do you say?
I say get back, JoJo.
All right, yeah.
Guys, play me.
It was a great
meeting.
Thanks.
Monet's Impression Sunrise.
1872.
What? Stop. No more numbers. 1610, 1812, 1940. If I hear another number, I'll scream.
All right, okay. Maybe we should take 5. Oops, 1,000 pardons.
I have a suggestion. We're all tired. Why don't we pack it in, finish studying tomorrow night?
Hey, that's not a good idea, guys. Guys, we got 36 hours to cover 200 years of art.
Don't you want to get A's on your final?
Right now, I just want to go home and crash.
Isn't that just like us? They study for a couple of minutes, then roll over and go to sleep. Come on, I'll take you both home.
Bye-bye, guys. Drive safe.
The younger generation just doesn't have our ambition to learn.
They don't have our love of knowledge.
Our yearning for self-improvement.
Gosh, we're wonderful people, huh?
You're more fun than I thought.
Well, thank you. You didn't think I was fun?
A little driven, a little serious, a little pushy. But don't be offended. That's what people usually think about me.
Oh, really? I don't believe it.
Sure you do. You're the one who said it.
Well, that was before I knew you, you know?
That's okay. I dropped out of school when I was 18, you know, and now that I have this chance to be back, I'm really into it.
Well, same here, you know? I actually get a kick out of studying. Never thought I'd say that. I guess we're both a couple of thrill-seeking bookworms, huh? A couple of evil Knievels of the mind. Well, I guess we should look at some slides, huh?
Right.
Okay, here we are, and...
That's Psyche and Cupid by Antonio Canova.
Talk about your alabaster skin. And that is, that's a knock at the door. Who is it?
Room service.
Coffee for 5?
Yeah, it's for 5 for the study group. They were here. They just left just before you got here.
Hey, it's the 90s, Ace. Relax. Nobody cares. Study hard.
Well, where were we? Okay.
Oh. Oh, starry night. There's such a fevered intensity to it.
Yeah, it's like a dream, you know?
The colors are so alive. The lines are so organic, sensual.
Yeah, organic.
Passionate.
And passionate. I mean, it's burning up. Like fire.
Yeah, like fire.
Morning, Mr. Miss Sally.
Rise and shine, Jonathan.
Good morning.
You get in last night. I didn't even hear you.
Oh, late. Later. About 12.
Oh, I went to bed at 12.
12:30.
Isn't that the same outfit you were wearing yesterday? No, you had the blue shirt on yesterday.
Oh, Angela, you are so observant.
Tony, I just, I hope that you, weren't upset with me about asking you to go to the motel, because, I just hate to think that you went to bed angry last night.
Believe me, I didn't.
Good morning. Look
morning.
Who just came.
Oh, thanks.
Dad, it's for Angela.
Of course.
Where are they from? We're only rock and rollers, but we like you. Great to have you on our team, John Jojo Petrie.
Oh, isn't that sweet? I'll put them in a vase.
Hey, isn't that the same outfit you wore yesterday?
What's the point, Sam?
Talk about fashion sensitive.
Good morning.
Morning, Mona.
Morning.
You got lucky last night.
How'd you know that?
How does a sailor know when a squall's a brewing? I also know it wasn't with Angela.
Another feeling?
No, I didn't hear her singing "Climb Every Mountain."
Mona, I mean, you're gonna find out about this anyway, so. It was with Kathleen, you know, from my study group.
Oh.
You know, I feel kind of weird, like I betrayed Angela.
Oh, I see. You know, Tony, nobody in this world wants you and Angela to get together more than I do. But the fact is, you haven't exactly made a binding commitment yet.
Oh, so?
So, you and Angela may be on the road to something permanent. But let's face it, you're taking the scenic route. In a slow car. With a flat tire. Driven by a nun. Who is blind.
I get the picture.
The point is, you're human. Be honest with yourself. Accept the fact that you wanted last night to happen.
Yeah. But I also have to be honest with Angela.
No, you don't. Oh, men. What good will it do either of you for Angela to know what happened last night?
Why, are you kidding me, Mona? I gotta tell her. I owe it to her. Mona, I'm telling her. I gotta tell her,
Mona. Tone, no.
Please. I can't find her. Gotta go. Anybody home?
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, Tony.
Hi. I mean, hi.
Bet you're surprised to see Kathleen.
Oh, yeah. Well, what are you doing here?
Angela invited me over.
Oh, Angela.
And Tony, the rest of your study group will be here any minute.
Oh, so you invited everybody.
That is right. It is my way of apologizing to you for kicking you out last night, and I know it's been bothering you, but you are too nice a guy to say anything.
I'm really not that nice.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Tony,
Some guy from the motel called and said you left some slides of fat, naked women in your room.
Those are not fat, naked women. Those are Rubenesque nudes.
I don't care. I'll go pick them up.
Could I speak to you in the kitchen for a second?
Sure. Excuse us a second. Angela, there's something I have to tell
you. Tony, there's something I have to ask you, and I know you're probably going to think that I'm being silly, but...
I just don't want you to find out any other way.
I'm not being silly. Am I? So, that's why you were acting so strange today.
Angela, I really don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say either. So I guess, you know, things have been pretty intense and, you know, you're under a lot of pressure and you did something impulsive and now it's over. Let's just forget about it. Is it over?
I don't know.
That will be your study group. You better get it.
Yeah.
Come in.
Hi, we have to talk.
All right. Done studying so early.
I really couldn't keep my mind on my work.
Tony, I've been thinking, and the last thing I want is for you to feel badly about seeing someone because of me.
Well, I don't want you to feel badly about anything. Look, I wasn't looking for this,
Angela. I believe you. Look, Tony, our relationship has always been our relationship.
Yeah, sort of like a blind nun driving with a flat.
Never quite thought about it like that, but... I think what I'm trying to say is that maybe for now it's time that we explore our options, you know, broaden our horizons.
Define broaden.
Well, in the past I've had feelings for other people, but because of what we had, I always put up a wall.
You've had feelings? For people? Men people? When?
Look, I don't know. Well, last month when I went to Wisconsin and I met this ad exec and we hit it off, nothing happened, but I was tempted.
Tempted? In the dairy state.
My point is that I don't know what's happening with us. But I think it's important that we let it run its course. Tony, I have become closer to you than to almost anyone. And I don't want to lose that.
Well, neither do I.
So, you know, maybe this is part of our journey. Maybe we have to go through this to see if we can go any further. That'll be John and Peter. I better get it.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, come on in.
Thank you.
Oh, where's John?
He had to go to L.A. You are stuck with me tonight.
Oh, okay. Why don't we go to the studio, see those, to hear the tapes?
Sure. Are you all right?
Rough day.
Listen, you're in no mood to work. What do you say we just go out for a cup of coffee? My treat?
Okay.
Good.
I'd like that.
Angela,